You're such an asshole.
Okay, I don't know why it says I don't have good internet, because it just did a speed test and it looks like it's coming in pretty good. So I apologize if this is shit internet, but we're going to do practical and theoretical. I'm going to try and answer, not, and this is not an unfair question this young man has, or maybe he's an old man, I don't know. But I'm going to try and answer all the investing questions. Cappy, what do I invest in? And I'm going to explain why not even the professional licensed investment professionals can tell you, because no one can tell you. And I'm going to give you options. I'm going to list all the options, and it's up to you to figure it out. And there's some general rules and advice and wisdom that has historically been associated with these different types of investments, but there's no guarantee that's going to continue in the future. So let's go ahead and get to the question. Hi, Cappy. Found you through Rich Cooper's channel. Great content and advice. Looking for your opinion on some ideas for investing. All numbers will be in Canadian dollars. Of course they would. Yeah, coming from Cooper's channel, you would have your currency denominated in Canadian dollars. 28-year-old guy making $85,000 a year, live in a major metro in Canada. Just purchased a home last year in March of 2020, so a year and a half ago. And now looking to pull equity out for the strict purpose of investing. Purchase home for $305,000, now worth $600,000. Remaining mortgage, $288,000. After speaking with several brokers and banks, I'll be able to borrow approximately $130,000 of my own equity through a refinance, right? What is your opinion on what you would do with the $130,000 to invest? I'm leaning towards buying a property in Ontario and renting it out long term. Watch, I think, two videos ago. And I know it's in America, but go back two videos and understand why I am strongly against renting, being a landlord to people. Right? You can invest in real estate, but for the love of God, don't rent to people, right? And I'll address this down because I want to kill your dream, which is a nightmare I'm going to have you avoid. If you want to invest in real estate, there are much easier ways to do it. And you already are invested in real estate. You have a piece of property, okay? But you can invest in a real estate investment trust, right? Which is a mutual fund of properties. And you don't have to manage it. You just collect a dividend check every, I don't know, quarter, 6 months, year. Depends on the real estate investment trust. You can buy land and sit on it. Maybe rent it to farmers. You can buy a parking lot. Rent it to cars, because cars can't sue you. Get storage space, because storage things don't have tenants and rights. Do not, in that socialist shithole called Canada, rent to people, because I can't imagine what the tenants' rights are like. You will not own your own property if you rent to people in Canada. Period. End of discussion. No. You make $85,000 a year, so you must have a real profession of some kind. I would do that. Focus your time in on that. I'm leaning towards buying property here and renting out long-term, but I've heard nothing but horror stories with long-term renting because of strong tenants' rights in Ontario. There you go. I'm also toying with the idea of going all in crypto once we are clearly in a bear market, which should happen this winter. Oh, do you know that, bro? God, you late 20-something boys are always so cute and funny. You don't know that. And for God's sake, are you a moron? Do you know how volatile crypto is? I mean, you could do it, and I'm not against you investing a little bit in crypto, but this gets back to one of the, there's only a few things I can recommend investing-wise. One, pay off your debts, because you don't run into financial trouble that way. Two, don't major in stupid shit. It's not really financial or investment advice. It is investment advice. And three, diversification. Now, diversifying into what? I don't know. But I mean, this is your classic, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And what I think you're kind of maybe unaware of is that you don't have to invest all in the property or all in crypto. All the different investable asset classes have been securitized, which means you can buy shares over different exchanges, stock market, real estate investment trusts, metals market, crypto market, and you can build yourself up a very nice diversified portfolio. That doesn't require any maintenance except for the purchase and sale and tracking of it, whereas you want to buy rental property. No, sir. No, sir. And then you want to throw it all in crypto. All right, you don't have to manage it, but did you notice crypto goes like this? Huh? So first, you should look at diversification. Second, you should look at what is the least amount of time and effort to invest. All right, so that's no rental property. Maybe you get into storage, but there you got a debt. That's a part-time job. And so a real estate investment trust would be a way easier way to save your time. So you could work more and start an entrepreneurial business. And then that just sits there and either accrues with inflation or maybe there's a little bit of a dividend payment. I don't know. But man, you gotta protect your time. Like if I were to do all over again, I would have never gotten rental property. Well, I would have got my first rental property, and I would have invested the rest of the money in the S&P 500 index. Of course, I can say that now, looking back in hindsight. But the thing would have been the time savings. I wouldn't have been shoveling two properties. I wouldn't have been doing the maintenance. I wouldn't have been finding tenants, pulling credit reports. Let me know your rate for this answer. And I said, okay, I cannot provide investment advice. Sorry, just not licensed. I can provide you options. You could further research. But I cannot say, here, invest in this. If you're still interested in that, it'll cost $50. But also keep in mind, I'll be yelling at you at the beginning of the video because you young dumb fucks all need to learn a basic basic lesson about investing. He says, send it to follow up with first email. I'm not looking for financial advice, just your opinion. I understand leveraging your home equity has its risks. To me, the risk is well worth it with inflation going the way it is. To clarify, I'm leaning towards buying an income property, purchasing around 50K crypto with 130,000 equity pullout. Mortgage, very manageable. Not be spending any of it on anything not considering but looking for. All right. Let's first talk about theory and why I'm going to yell at you and all the other dumb fucks out there when it comes to investing. And then we're going to talk about the individual investments, the menu of investments that are available to you. All right. There should never be the question, what should I invest in? Okay, because nobody knows. I think finance presents the falsehood, not a malicious lie, but the impression or the indication that there's a science, and that if you have a degree in finance, you're a stockbroker, you know what's going to go up. That is not possible. No one can give good investment advice because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Even the brilliant financial mind of Wall Street doesn't know. And we saw that happen 15 years ago where the most brilliant minds of Wall Street all filed for bankruptcy and went up to the government and sucked off the tit. Say, we need a bailout. We need a bailout. We need a bailout. So whether you're licensed or not, nobody can really give financial advice. And the way you could tell a good financial advisor, aside from the massive legal disclaimer they make you sign, is that they say, look, here's the deal. It's boring. It's boring. You want to diversify. You want to hold on with your investment horizon. It should correlate. The money that you invest should correlate with the time you plan on withdrawing it, like down payment for a home, and a college for your kids, retirement for yourself. but in terms like, I got this money, what should I invest in at this particular moment in time? Nobody knows. So stop fucking asking. All right. Now, at the same time, I'm not against you guys educating yourself about finance and investing. It's good to learn about economics. Like, for example, you're very fully aware of the economic phenomenon of inflation. And you're right. Like, over the long haul, this money is going to percolate through the economy. I would argue it already has. It's been happening for years here in the United States. That's why housing and tuition and rent and lodging and healthcare and all that other stuff is going up in value or price. But go and educate yourself. All right. Learn. Oh, hey, this is happening in the economy now. Well, I better switch out of this. This is getting a little. Oh, this is. Whoa. There we go. Oh, this is happening in the economy. I better diversify into that. But that is a moving target, and the investment environment changes all the time. But it does not hurt to read all the back issues of The Economist starting January 1st, 1999. To December 31st, 1999, and then never reading any newer edition. And then you'll learn all you need to learn about economics. That's all you need to learn. So, all the general boring stuff about finance and investing is diversification. Correlate your investments with the times you intend on withdrawing them. You cannot go into financial trouble paying off your debts. And then what else? Be a minimalist. Those are the principles and policies that you follow. You'll do all right financially. Okay. What you invest in, nobody knows. It's anybody's guess. Now, what are your investment options? Okay. I don't recommend any particular allocation because that's financial investment advice. I would allocate different financial investment, like allocations. I mean, different allocations for older people because they're going to die sooner. You're young, you could be more risky. So I guess there's that risk age thing. I guess we could talk about that too. But here are your options, right? And I think you should have a little bit of everything. Crypto, yes. How much? Don't ask me. The price keeps changing so much. I don't know. I mean, I guess one full Bitcoin would be nice. I don't know, but it's at 42,000 US, which is like 83 billion Canadian. Precious metals. Silver, gold, what, Aaron? It could be silver. I don't like gold, but you can have gold. Buy your wife some jewelry. Kill two birds with one stone. Hey, we got a hawk and melt this down in case the crisis hits. Have your kids collect pre-1982 pennies. That's in the United States. I don't know about Canada. And maybe if you want to get into platinum or white gold, but whatever. In your case, you probably want to go with Canadian maple leaves. If you're in the United States, you want American eagles. And I recommend 200 ounces per person. Is that a hard rule? No. Is it a rule of thumb? Yes. Would you prefer more as opposed to less? Yes. But you got 200 ounces of silver? Okay, pretty good hedge. Pretty good start. Index funds. Depending, and there's hundreds, thousands maybe by now. Historically, index funds have beat the actively managed funds because index funds don't try to get the highest rates of return. They just try to match an index. And historically speaking, the actively managed funds, the funds that try to get the highest rate of return, which have mutual fund managers and analysts and a lot of labor, investment and costs that go with those, they have failed to beat the index. And last I checked, it was like 85% of the time, maybe even 90%. Your hedge fund managers, you flipping by you, your hot wheel dealer, Wall Street, all miserable fucking failures to the S&P 500 index. Robo-advisors like, what was it? Robinhood, is that a robo-advisor? Wealth Enhancement Group? No, that's not. All these index they will beat over the long. I can't say that. They have historically beaten the pros. Okay. And you don't need a degree in finance to go and invest in the index fund. Right. And it saves you time. So if you want exposure to the Canadian stock market, I'm sure there's like the TSX 100, the Toronto 100 or something like that. Exposure to the US market, S&P 500. Tech sector, NASDAQ index, or QQQ. That's the ticker symbol. There's funds, index funds are, you want to track the Chinese market. There's the Chinese index fund. Japanese market, Nikkei something or other. Euros, yeah, there's an index fund for everything, okay? So if you just want to throw your money and be done, index fund. Bonds are boring. I mean, that's old people stuff, but if you want to just park your money and have a potential hedge against inflation, they got corporate bonds, they got government bonds, they got T-bills, short-term bonds, long-term bonds, mortgages, which are bonds, municipal bonds, treasuries, what's the other, inflation-adjusted bonds. Okay, they got all types of bonds, and they come with their own risks as well. You can invest in commodities. Lumber, oil, silver, whatever else, they don't pay dividends. They don't generate cash flow, right? So those are more just hedges against inflation. Do you think they're going to go up? You can go ahead and invest in an index fund of that too. What else? We did the real estate investment trusts. Entrepreneurship. A lot of people skip that. Okay, think about entrepreneurs if you want to start a business. And then education is an investment. And that's an often overlooked investment because you all go to college. You think your college degree is an investment. It's not. It's a worthless piece of paper, especially if it's in the liberal arts or the social sciences. You have pissed away the taxpayers' money, including your own time and whatever token amount of money you actually have to throw into in tuition nowadays. If you invest in the trades, in engineering, in medicine, in being a nurse or a tradesperson, or like a dental hygienist, a dentist, that is a good investment, depending on the price you pay, right? But there's a rate of return because you increase the value of your hour of labor. And so if you don't have a good skill, or you can gain additional skills or certifications and qualifications that will increase your wage, that is a good investment. And that has a natural hedge against inflation because you will bill out at inflated prices off into the future. Try to think if there's any other investable assets I haven't covered yet. Options, you're not doing options. Dude, swing day trading, bro. No, you're not. No, you ain't. I think that's about it. I feel like I'm missing something. We talked about stocks. We talked about bonds, mutual funds, index investing. You can do mutual funds too. I do not recommend individual stocks. I mean, you can play with it if you want. We're not doing options. You're not going to go to a hedge fund because the hedge fund won't give you the time of day. Oh, you're not IPO. Ooh, IPO. Ooh, IPO. Give it time. Just give it time. Commodities, precious metals, education, entrepreneurship, real estate. I think we covered it all. Text me below on the, I apologize for the audio video quality. All right, let's get to these super chats. Alex Patino, $10. In Mexico, you do not rent out your house even if the tenants don't pay. They get protection by rights of God if you allow them to stay more than 6 months. Tenant can take you to court and get your house for free. I guess I'm not going to be a landlord down in old Mexico. Sam Whiskey, $5. Cappy, is REIT better than mortgage debt? I don't know. A REIT was certainly not better in 2006. Although I guess mortgage debt was that. Depends on what rate of return you want. A REIT is an equity investment. Mortgage debt's lending. That's a bond. Alex Patino, $2. Mexican courts figure you don't need that house. Well, look how great Mexico's doing now. Don't worry. America's getting there too. Alex, $2 again. What about the guys who inflated GameStop stock? I don't want to go over that. They found out some hedge fund had a huge short position and they shorted more shares that were in issue, like in circulation. And so they said, screw you guys, we're going to buy up the stock. And there's a timing issue that you have to pay, and there's a margin call, and other people have covered it. Kyle L, $2.79 Canadian bucks. Don DeMarco for Aaron. What's Don DeMarco? Someone explain that to me. Because I know the guys over at Fresh and Fit and Rollo do that. Joseph Jones, the most dapperly dressed gentleman in all of the caposphere, for $5. How to passively invest in real estate with most about tax advantages, syndication, REITs, or crowdfunding. I don't know about the tax advantages. I know the easiest way to invest in real estate, for me anyway, is real estate investment trusts. I don't know what syndication is. I don't know what crowdfunding is. And I don't know what the tax advantages are of either. I'm sure the capital gains are the same no matter what vehicle you use to invest. Andrew S., $2. Congrats on 8,000 subs. Ban income. Hey, I would like to just get 100,000 so I get the little plaque. And then YouTube can ban me. Look, I got a plaque. Look at that. So if you know anybody or if you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. We're 20,000 away. That'd be pretty cool, huh? The old Capmeister there is six figures, unfortunately, not dollars, but subscribers. For just a dollar a day, you can make Cappy really, really happy. Fred, for $2, invest in yourself. Can't put a price tag on education. Well, you put the right type of education. Mexi Mike, you forgot the American and Mexican poops, silly Cappy. Yes, American and Mexican poops uniting to make a better North America. We'll have no Canadian poops. No Canadian poops. It's not up to our standards. Fred for $2. If you do what you love, maybe the money will follow. No, no. If you do what you love, everybody else loves it too. And therefore the market's flooded. And that's one of the larger reasons women make less than men. Fred for $2, invest in Tina from Edina or Wendy from Wayzata. There's not an investment there. Not an investment. Ricky Webster, $5. Cappy, what's your take on investing in Bitcoin and Ethereum? I think you should have a position in them. Maybe not at today's prices, but I don't know what's going to happen to people's. Generally speaking, over the course of time, like stocks or mutual funds or precious metals or real estate, you should slowly build up a position. Or maybe wait for them to crash, take a position there. And just, you should have a little bit as an inflationary hedge. Also as a political risk, like if the United States is saying, hey, we like your house. Oh, and you're going to go to jail because you said this thing on the internet back in 2012. So I liked having cryptocurrency. So if you need to get out of the United States, you're not that poor immigrant that came to the United States with $3 in his pocket. I saw Aaron up. $5, 0.5 Ethereum a month for consulting retainer. I'd have to look and see what that translates into US dollars. Just cash and all. I'm so busy with other stuff. I don't have time to go set up my wallet again. I don't have time. So, I mean, I know it's cash, American dollars. Silver, you might get me interested in. If you had some silver, like you mainly some silver insured, I might be more interested in that. All right. No more super chats. I got more videos coming today. I got to get out of here and the internet quality sucks. WizDivision Productions, $5. I'm a day trader, bro. Just invest in this stock. You make like 50% of your returns, bro. Look at all this money I'm making, bro. Do you have a Ferrari in the back? Like Ty Lopez? Knowledge. Fred, $2. I met Northwestern MBAs at nightclubs on Friday. Dude, bro. Are those big-time schools even big-time schools anymore? They're like, does anyone know? Cabragoon Cabulous, $5. You're taking your take on commodities. They don't pay dividends? Oh, currencies. That's what I was going to say. Currencies. Maybe you want to invest in currencies. That was the other one. But they don't really do much. I'm not a big fan of commodities because they don't pay a dividend. You know, whereas I view cryptocurrency as insurance, silver as insurance, commodities not so much. And aside from precious metal, what are you going to take, like 8 tons of lumber? Where are you going to store it? You know, you need to hold it. All right, there you go. All right, more on the way later on tonight. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.